You're listening to the Voice of American Częstochowa, the broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. This is Father Timothy Tarnacki. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ. In today's program, you will be able to hear a meditation on Sunday Gospel, as well as information about our shrine. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Judas had left, then Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and God will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. I give you a new commandment. Love one another, as I have loved you, so you also should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Today on this fifth Sunday of Easter, we hear how Jesus Christ reminds us of the most important commandment, the commandment of love, to love as Jesus did. In the first reading, we hear a continuation of the story in the Acts of the Apostles, of Paul and Barnabas, how they are preaching the gospel and they are making disciples. They are fulfilling the commandment that Jesus gave to make disciples all over the world. How did they make disciples? It was not only through their words, but through the love that they had. The love that they were preaching and the love that they were living by. The first Christians, they were led by love, and they gave a great example to everyone how they loved themselves, how they showed love and forgiveness to those who persecuted them as well. Today we are invited to fulfill the commandment that Jesus gives us, the commandment of love. It's not easy to love those who are difficult or annoying to us. It's not easy to love those who persecute us, who have hurt us. But Jesus invites us to love as He loved us. So that means to love until or to the limits of the cross. To love somebody to the limits of the cross. So that means being able to die for somebody, not necessarily physically, but in many other ways. We can die in a marriage, or in relationships, or to your friends, to your superiors, to your children, sacrificing your life for them every single day, making a choice to love them. We are called to have this kind of love, to learn that from Jesus Christ. As His disciples, Jesus Christ can teach us how to love as He did, to love to the limits of the cross and sacrificing oneself for others. Only Jesus can make us able to be like that. Only His love can change our hearts.
Preselet suos in Galilea, Simus Christum surexisse, amor turis vere, tu nobis victores miserere. Amen. Alleluia.
Save the date for the coronation of the icon of Our Lady of Częstochowa, which will take place on August 25th, Sunday, at 12:30 p.m. Archbishop Charles Chaput will crown the image of Our Lady of Częstochowa. You can find more information about the coronation of our icon on our website, częstochowa.us/coronation. Join us for the Fatima Day devotion at our shrine, which takes place every 13th day of the month from May to October at 7 p.m. We begin with the Holy Mass, and then we are having a rosary procession around the shrine. This year, as we celebrate the coronation of the icon of Our Lady of Częstochowa, and as we prepare for this spectacular celebration, anyone who attends the shrine and prays through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary from May to October can receive a plenary indulgence. So we invite you especially for our Fatima Day devotion this year at our shrine. Third annual Poland Through the Ages, a Living History Fair, will take place on a Memorial Day weekend and will be held in the shrine grounds on Sunday, May 26th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. There is a free admission. The fair includes 10 to 20 century reenactors, military and civilian, period clothing, weapons and tools, battles and skirmishes, demonstrations, music and entertainment, Winged Husaria, the Siege of Jasnogóra Shrine, children's program, Tea with the Queen, storytelling and games, crafters and vendors, and more. And a royal banquet, Dine with the King and Queen, at 7 p.m. Reservations are required for the royal banquet. For more information, visit PolishLivingHistory.com or call our shrine office. Save the date for the Be Not Afraid Family Vocation Day that will take place at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa on Saturday, June 15th, featuring many amazing speakers, among them Leah Darrell, Pauline Fathers and Brothers, Fathers of Mercy, Archdiocese of Philadelphia, Bishop Timothy Sr., and many religious communities. Don't forget, save the date, Saturday, June 15th, Be Not Afraid, Family Vocation Day. A perpetual novena to Our Lady of Częstochowa is said each Wednesday after the 11:30 a.m. Mass. Each day following the 11:30 a.m. Mass, we have exposition and adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament until 5 p.m. The Sacrament of Penance is available every day at 11:30 a.m. Mass and on Sunday during every scheduled Mass. Thank you for listening, the Voice of American Częstochowa. May the good Lord bless you and the Blessed Mother protect you in this coming week. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.